As it stands, there is going to be an imposition of the shift system that will start on Monday the 11th. This has been discussed for over a year, probably 18 months, in order to try and avoid the necessity for shifts. Unfortunately, management have clearly said that the options that were looked at, which was five options, that the most productive way of making savings was the current option of imposing a day shift stroke back shift, as it's called.
And how is this going to impact on the lives of the workers?
Well, what they're basically saying is obviously family life has been impacted on. There has been some areas where management have given discretion, particularly for people with severe illness or disabilities, and other with family commitments. However, there is a great number who have been refused this facility, and their lifestyle change would be that their wives or their partners will need to either look for alternative employment in order for childcare, or indeed pack in their job, which is a sad indictment of the current situation.
So I think when we spoke on the phone, you'd mentioned that some of these men had been threatened with losing their jobs if they didn't agree to this change in their shift pattern.
That's correct. Normally, which is known as a variation of contract, where the variation will be issued a 90-day notice. That notice period on the 91st day. On the 90th day, you'll be dismissed from the original contract. On the 91st day, you'll be re-engaged in the new contract, the new terms that goes along with it. Sadly and unfortunately, on this occasion, management have decided, and the head of human resources decided, that if they do not sign up by a certain date, which was last month, they would be dismissed. They would have the right to appeal to the elected members, but they would be dismissed. I would say at this particular time, that's the first time my colleagues in 31 authorities have actually heard of that type of action. Normally, under single status job evaluation in 2009, people were dismissed from their original contract but immediately re-engaged. On this occasion, in sheer determination, they would dismiss them from their job.
And so then they've kind of been backed into a corner and given no choice?
No choice whatsoever. They've been forced in order to sign it. What management are failing to tell you, and where they're saying they're surprised that 135 people have signed up. Quite a number of these people, Unite members, have also put in a letter of protest objecting to the variation of contract. I think they failed to tell yourselves at a particular time. That was the only way in order to avoid them being dismissed at a particular time. So yeah, they've been backed into it. They have no alternative, and it will be imposed upon them on Monday.
So tomorrow there's a 2-hour strike. Give me an idea for people that don't understand what, because when people hear it's just a 2-hour strike, they think, what difference is that going to do? But obviously that could set back nearly a day's worth of work. So could you give me an idea of the impact that that has?
Well, the impact is always on the general public, which we deeply regret. It affects the general public, there's no doubt about it. The men are working to the rule where the bins that they will collect, they will continue to collect them in the manner they should collect them in, even without dispute, where they see bin lids that's more than a 45-degree angle. They should not lift them at the particular time. That's working to the rule. Under normal circumstances, men tend to ignore that. And the organisation are fully aware of that and turn a blind eye to it. However, during this dispute, what they've decided to do is they will stick by the rules. Coincidentally, by sticking to the rules, nobody as yet has been disciplined because they are only sticking to the rules. But yeah, it has an impact on the general public, which we do apologise for. There was no way that we wanted to inflict that into the general public. Equally, we're also concerned the general public have not been consulted in this. Management's take on it is there's no requirement to consult with the general public to why bin lorries and refuse collection motors will be up their streets at 9:30, 10:00 at night, even during the winter period.
So you've got a meeting on Friday with ACAS. The council have agreed to that. What are you hoping to come out of that?
Well, I hope to resolve the dispute first and foremost. There are certain aspects of the dispute we'll put forward. Will we avoid shifts? I think at this particular late stage, it's extremely difficult to avoid that. There is no doubt about it. Can we lessen the impact on the shifts by giving them times that they could reasonably finish at night rather than 10 o'clock at night is something that we would like to explore. A shift premium payment, which normally comes along with shifts. Right now, the management are maintaining they're in a 5% rise. Well, it's what's known as a 5% out of core payment, core hours payment, And therefore, technically, it's not a shift allowance. And if shift cease, that payment would be taken back off them. So it's not a wage rise, it's a payment for working outside core hours.
Okay.